Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Well, it is an honor to have Bob Shea in studio, Executive Director of Devices for the Disabled. That's D4D. That's the number four, D4D. Chicago-based nonprofit providing durable, refurbished medical equipment, wheelchairs, hospital beds, lifts, and the like, to overcome barriers for people and give them all the independence they deserve. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Why'd you get into this business?
Well, I, a few years ago, was diagnosed with a neurological disease called Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Sure.
Landed up being totally paralyzed. Spent 7 months in four hospitals.
Is that right?
8 months of therapy trying to regain function, another 2 years after that.
Healthy guy before that.
Ran 4 miles the day before I went in the hospital.
Wow.
So, yes. And it taught me, being paralyzed, how important medical equipment is. It
sure.
literally gives you your life back.
And you had no experience in this prior to that, family members
none.
Or anything?
None. Absolutely none.
So all of this has been learning as you go, as you recover as well. You look healthy now, my friend.
I have my souvenirs. I can't button buttons or tie shoes.
Who can?
Yeah, well, that's it. There you go. So.
But you look like you're feeling good. I hope that's true.
I feel wonderful, yes. Yeah.
You had great health insurance from what we've been told, but then it didn't cover all of the equipment that you needed.
Well, actually, that was, I started this with a friend of mine, Ed Kane, and he used to come visit me. He and his wife set up a group that dropped dinner off for my wife while I was in the hospital.
Wow, that's very nice. Months.
And he then was diagnosed with ALS. And so it was now my turn to come visit Ed, and as he declined, he was prescribed a complex wheelchair. He had good insurance, allocated up to $2,500 for a wheelchair, and that complex wheelchair costs $30,000.
Wow.
Who is a typical person in need that you service?
That's a wonderful question, and it's been like peeling an onion.
Oh, really?
Initially, we thought, well, in Ed's case, he was able to take the money out of his 401k, but the question was not just a poor person. How does a middle-class person come up with $27,000 for a wheelchair?
Yeah, and your 401k is supposed to be for the good years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in his case, it was for his wife.
Okay.
After he was gone. And so it's not, how does a middle-class person come up? But we then looked around in Chicago. There's over 600,000 disabled people living in Chicago. Where do they go for equipment if they don't have insurance?
Anybody else in the field doing anything close to this?
We looked around, seeing who else is out there, and we could find one little church on the north side of
Chicago. Is that right?
Catholic Charities doesn't
sure.
take equipment. Salvation Army doesn't take equipment. We could find no one else out there that, other than this little church that had a few canes and walkers in their basement.
Who does the refurbishing?
We do. We have a warehouse at 36th Place in California.
Are you handy, or do you have other folks helping you?
Oh, no. No. Yeah. So I mentioned I have my souvenirs.
Sure.
So, yes, we have other people who do that.
All right. If people need your service, and we're not aware of it until hearing us talk about it here, what do they do?
What they do is they can call us at 773-870-1553, or they can go to our website, which is the support, the letter D, the number 4, the letter D.org.
Support, D, the number 4, D.org.
Yes.
Where do you take this, you know, in the years ahead? Because it seems like it's become your life's work.
It is. You know, it has taken a very dark period in my life, mm-hmm. and in my friend Ed's case, he passed away 3 years ago. It's taken a dark period in my life, and it now gives it meaning and purpose. So it is wonderful.
You should be very proud of this.
Well, you know what?
I mean, I hope you are, and your friend Ed as well. It's kind of, if you're spiritual at all, you know, it's amazing to think what you both have gone through, and well, maybe there was some life path that you didn't know you were going to be headed down, and that's how you ended up there.
Absolutely.
Right?
There's an author I like said, I truly believe in coincidences. I just haven't seen one yet.
Right, right. It's all meant to be.
And so, yes. And so it is now, we went from just giving away donated equipment that we refurbished to we've just opened up a seating and positioning center. There's only one in Chicago, the Shirley Ryan Ability Lab. And
right.
That's if you are permanently in a wheelchair, the cushioning in the back needs to be tailored to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like buying a suit,
right.
And you have to have it tailored.
I never even thought of that. Of course, that makes sense.
And so there's only one in Chicago, and they do take some charity cases, but a doctor at Mount Sinai Hospital had been waiting 18 months to get a patient in at Shirley Ryan. Well, we just, a month ago, opened up a seating and positioning center. And the difference is our seating positioning center is only for people in need. If you can pay for it, we'll give you Shirley Ryan's number.
Good for you. And what is it that's your primary need at this point? I mean, volunteers, money, corporate help, all of above?
All of the above. I mean,
right.
It's actually, if people would like to help, of course, any donations of equipment, that's how we survive.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, we are just in the process of developing a program where people can become our partners on an ongoing basis that to allow people to get this equipment that desperately needed.
That's a great idea.
I just was saying to someone as I was waiting to come on, I said, here in Chicago, people don't realize, not in some other country, just a few miles away from where they live, there are people who are so desperate.
Yeah, and your type of service being available in a city like this is vital. But when you think about a city the size of Chicago, and you're the go-to outside of Shirley Ryan, it's incredible. I mean, thank God you thought of it.
Well, a quick story.
Yeah,
just
of course.
This past summer, a young woman came in. She had her 5-year-old son. She had a little girl at home as well, and I could see she was very tense. So our warehouse manager was getting some equipment, and I walked over to her to talk to her. And I said, so who are you here for today? And with that, her head dropped, and tears started coming down her face.
Sure.
And her husband had been walking by their home and had been shot in the face.
Oh.
And they didn't have insurance, and they had no family in Chicago. And she said she was literally surviving on food being given to them by people, neighbors. And her husband, because he didn't have insurance, was being discharged. At a certain point, you just get discharged. She was so afraid. She had no idea what the future was going to be.
It's been devastating.
Our warehouse manager had to sit down at his desk and collect himself.
Sure.
After she left. Now, that was our third gunshot victim that day.
Mm.
And so there are so many people who are so desperate. And, you know, the epilogue to the story, as they were loading the equipment up into a pickup truck a neighbor had, she turned and smiled and thanked me. First time I saw her smile. I couldn't change what happened to her husband.
Sure.
But we were able to give the equipment to her that her husband could come home and be taken care of. And their life could go on.
It's just such a massive relief for her at that point. And also the indignity of having something happen to you that's of no fault of your own. And then having to count on everyone for help. And I'm sure when she walked in, she figured, you're going to tell me I have to pay for this and I don't have the money to pay for this. And it had to be devastating. And then there you were, stepping up. As I said, man, you should be proud.
Thank goodness you were there.
You are a blessing, sir.
Thank you.
Now, I want you to take care of yourself, too.
Thank you.
Because the next time you come in, you and I are going to have a foot race to the end of the hall.
I think you're going to beat Steve.
Oh, I was just going to say, could I get my money down on you? But
You haven't seen me run lately. But it's great to meet you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for doing what you do.
All right, thank you.
Support the letter D, the number 4, the letter D. Support D4D.org. That's a great story.